I just did this just in 25. I got all my tickets, all three. So I'm good to go with that, and we'll see whatever other kind of radio I get. Right now, this is the only one. Well, I got a HT. I got a little HT also, but I don't really use it. But I'd like to get some kind of HF and put up another antenna.
Hey, copy that. Well, I'll give you a teaser. I haven't finished it. It's a matter of programming and then tuning it up. I just keep running out of time because I want to get some of this bicycling in too. But I made a little QMX radio, and I'm going to be doing some low band off the bike. I've done that for years on a motorcycle with a full mobile low band radio. And 132,000 miles worth of HF. And I've done some HF on the bike, on this bike with Yaesu 817 over the years. But this would be nice. It's all nice, compact, and it's QRP, which is fine. But it's going to be interesting. That's going to be maybe in another week I'll have that all on the bike and working the way I want it. It'd probably only take me an hour to program that radio and check it out, but either way the game goes, that's something else for me to rattle about.
Well, that sounds pretty cool. Give you another facet, and the QRP would probably be won't suck up too much juice.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, because right now I basically have a battery that would power everything. So one extra cord ain't going to hurt me. I got a nice little thing of split loom tubing that goes from the trunk up forward to where I have the radio. And, I got things to a certain convenience if I have to service it, too. You know, that I got a couple of these bungee cords. For tying everything, you know, you use for bundling up cable. I use to hold that split loop in a few spots, so it's just like I undo a couple of those and everything can come off, whether it's service or just to wash the bike.